at the nationwide company, showing the world's deep distance of 20.13 meters so far this year. Well done, Valerie and Kirsten, and we wish them both the best for the indoor championships next month. Research now to rugby. The Super 14 competition has got off to a flying start. Barry Guy joins me now. Barry, were the games any faster with the new rules in place?
It certainly was. I saw the full matches only a couple of games, and they were the two best New Zealand teams playing, the Crusaders and the Blues. But the Crusaders are a very clever team, and they played in very difficult conditions, and they also showed a lot of patience, which they managed to hold on to the ball and they ground down the Brumbies in the end. The Blues and the Chiefs, it was a bit frenetic to start with, but they did start to settle down, and both showed some great attacking skills. And the thing what happened then is the counter-attacks were productive also, and the Blues scored some good tries off that. Nick Evans played very well in sparking the Blues. So yes, I think it was. I didn't see much of the South Africans other than the highlights, and I do wonder whether they may take a little bit longer to adjust to it. I don't think we can take too much from the Australian teams. I think they all are taking a little while just to not necessarily get used to the laws, but just to get into the season also. So, yes, I think it will settle down more. We won't see them tackle all of the time and running the ball. There'll be some more scrums and those sorts of things. So by about round three, I think we'll get a good guide to what the ELVs will be doing for the game.
Well, what about the referees? I mean, did they cope well? I know Lyndon Bray, one of our top referees, was also given thumbs up. And did the referees cope well?
Yes, I think they did. The main thing for them was that perhaps they wouldn't be doing as much talking. I mean, they were still talking a lot, but they weren't warning players to get away or to release or to let go of the tackle or the ball or whatever. It was straight to a free kick or a penalty in whatever case. So, yes, but also they as well, I think, will be taking a little while to settle down. And I think the good thing about the Super 14, of course, is that you always have a neutral referee, unless it's two teams from the same team, country. And so I think once they all get integrated and we've got some, you know, South African referees in New Zealand and vice versa and that sort of thing, I think the whole thing will settle down.
Well, no major surprises in the first round. Of course, we predicted the Blues and the Crusaders to come out. They picked up maximum points, getting bonus points in their game. And about all the other teams also picked up a point each for their win.
So, two teams dominated, except in South Africa, where the Bulls and the Lions both won away. And also, the Sharks did well at home there. So, when it comes to playing in South Africa, you know, Sharks, Bulls, the Lions, go for them. Crusaders, yes, beat the Brumbies comprehensively, scored four tries, got a bonus. The Reds took the Highlanders, which is the one I got wrong last week, unlucky for the Highlanders. Sharks, went close against the Force, the Sharks winning that one. The Blues comprehensive in the end against the Chiefs, but the Chiefs were very good, and just a few tries at the end sort of inflated the score. They struggled to hold on to the ball, and they would be working hard on that this week, and I expect them to improve this week on that. The Bulls winning away at the Stormers, and the Lions just tipping the Cheetahs. So I think we did reasonably right in our selection. If we look at round two this week, Hurricanes start up the weekend at home for the Reds. As I say, I think the Hurricanes, you expect them to be better than, they didn't play too badly in that,
Cheetahs are at home to the Western Force on
Saturday morning. That'll be a close one, actually. I might go for the Western. Awesome, there.
Yeah.
You know, that was Matt Hinge at their halfway for punching his teammate. He's gone, so...
Shocking.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but I might go for the Western.
Okay, the home team.
The Bulls host the Crusaders. The Bulls are the champions, the Crusaders. Well, Ruben Thorne should be back for the Crusaders. They look very good. You can know what the starting team is there, goodness.
Well, so you just said that we should play the home team, so now you're Harman and Harry, and the Crusaders are away. You're going to go with the Crusaders?
Yeah, I will.
I'll take the Bulls.
The Chiefs are at home for the New South Wales Wildcats Saturday night. Yeah, see, I thought they played pretty good last week. There should be another cross-country to the Brumbies. You know, they were outplayed by the Crusaders last week, but they're not, you know, bad side. And the Highlanders, they go for the home team, but I'm going to go for the Highlanders there as well. So who's close?
I'll go for the Brumbies.
The Sharks are at home to the Stormers. I think I'd have to go for the Sharks there. Season finals last year. And the Lions are at home to the Blues. I might go for the Blues there, because I think I'm more awake here.
Be resolved with patience behind the scenes.
Meanwhile, Miller is confident that the good Pacific representation at the 2011 World Cup. Fiji and Tonga are automatically through after making the quarterfinals in France last year. However, Samoa, who had a dismal World Cup, will have to qualify for New Zealand. Samoa is confident that there will be at least three teams present.
Season games.
after losses to the powerful Sydney Kings and Perth Wildcats in Australia. The Bakers are preparing for their quarter-final clash against the Cairns Taipans. Bakers cross the Tasman on Thursday night. Your name is Talk Now to Rugby New Zealand International Star Reserve. First season for Kim Watson.
Certainly being in a place who's really not been in the past, obviously we would have preferred a home final, but the way the past series works now is pretty much set up for a team like us to go through. It's one game, elimination knockout, so nothing happens in those situations, so we've certainly got an opportunity to still progress.
Do you think you've lost momentum ahead of the playoffs?
No, not at all. I think the games have been actually great preparation for us to be played in playoff environments, playoff intensity, in tough places to win. So we've had success in Cairns already this year, so we're going there with that sort of preparation. I think we're above. I think we're going pretty good.
What do you think is behind, say, faltering with those last two games? I mean, it affects the Sydney Kings, a powerful unit, but back-to-back losses, any kind of idea how you reckon you faltered there?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that Sydney's running would have lost one game at home in the year, and Perth has lost two games at home in the year, so they're not the only team in the league that's won or lost. They're both big teams at home. For us, I think certainly about the defensive intensity. I think the way we turned the Superdome, actually in the fourth game, we're pretty solid defensively throughout the evening. That's the offensive execution, I thought, in the fourth game at times, the fans let us down, and also I thought in fourth we just missed a couple of shots. We got some good looks and opportunities to either advance our lead or keep the band close, and had a couple of shots and
What's driving the rationale behind coming home to prepare, Andre, for this first playoff game?
Yeah, well, we've already been on the road for 6 days, and I guess my past experiences and the past experiences of others on the group is we could go and sit somewhere in another 4 days, just become very slow. Also, the opportunity to practice and to get in facilities is difficult when you're in someone else's place. You've got to take whatever times they give you and wherever they give you. So to go home, spend some time in 3 nights now in our own beds, spend some time with family, get all our support staff around us so we can get the appropriate recovery, practice when we want to practice in our own facility, and we'll get a direct flight to Cairns on Wednesday night. They cut down the travel time.
Thank you. Polskie Radio dla zagranicy.
Polish Radio External Service.
W efirze Ruska Służba Polskiego Radio.